The energy landscape is shifting rapidly, but what does that mean for utilities trying to keep pace? To unpack the technology and the transformation strategies shaping the decade ahead, we're talking to Paolo Colella from Gentrack. I'm Ross Hastie, and this is the Energy Transitions Podcast. Paolo, thanks for joining us. What would you say are the major forces driving transformation in utilities today?
Let me say, there's a few. I'll try to mention the most relevant ones. First of all, I think there's a very fast pace of technology development in the industry. The grids are becoming real-time digital machines. There's an increase in the renewable energies innovation. Customers are increasingly becoming prosumers. This concept is very much valid for residential customers and for industrial customers, combining self-production with using energy from the grid. There's an increase in the regulation that pushes more competition between the retailers. And this creates a sort of a very dynamic environment where retailers have to meet the demands of an evolving demands of an increasingly sophisticated customer base and obviously drive change.
Obviously, there's a lot of change that's necessary, but what are the major barriers slowing down transformation today?
I would mention one above all, and that's the fact that the current IT landscape in the retailer space has been built for a different phase in the industry, and they become a very big blocker as there's an increasing need for dynamic pricing, new forms of offerings, more increasingly sophisticated customer service models. The existing legacies are becoming a blocker, or at least they're slowing down innovation for the retailers. So that's definitely one of the biggest obstacles to change.
But change is always difficult. How ready are utilities to embrace that change?
I haven't met a single retailer across the European markets that hasn't already started a process of change or is thinking about starting one. So the understanding that the current condition needs intervention is pretty much everybody's aware about it. What I think that potentially is one of the areas of concern is that the industry is moving so quickly, there's so much innovation happening, that there's a bit of worry to go from a legacy, an old legacy to a new legacy. So the big concern is to making choices that leave them open to bring in new elements of innovation along the way, because they're conscious that this is going to become a sort of a necessary condition going forward. We're not moving from one steady state to a new steady state. We are moving into a dynamic environment that will stay dynamic for a long time.
So Gentrack works across many regions. Talk us through, what does the transformation journey look like?
Traditionally, transformation was conceived as a sort of a necessary, very painful phase to go from one steady state to a new steady state. And that was implying very typically multi-year programs, long scoping phases. We don't believe that's the approach. We have come much more focused on building very quickly a core and then evolving step by step. So trying to deliver results as quickly as possible and then adjusting and adding incrementally new elements of innovation so that, you know, keep the transformation journey a way to bring in more innovations and change rather than, you know, having that concept of moving from one steady state to a new one.
But there are a lot of moving parts. A word that comes to mind is multidimensional.
Yes. Yeah. Multidimensional is because I think we mentioned technology and legacies, but obviously there's more to that. Transformation needs to take into account in a very competitive environment, increasingly competitive environment, retailers need to think about what they want to have as distinctive elements of their offering? How do they differentiate on a market? Because pure commodity is not going to be the only way to resist. So competition is based on choosing whether they want to become famous for delivering an amazing customer experience for digital customers, or if they want to instead provide packaging of different type of offerings, commodity and non-commodity, as a large number of retailers that are thinking about adding home insurance, solar panels, batteries, heat pumps, offerings, and create combinations that address increasingly sophisticated prosumers that want to have a say in how they consume and produce energy. So the choice, the multidimensional implies not just the technology, but also what new business models need to be embraced to be able to stay on the market successfully.
So you mentioned earlier that everyone agrees that change needs to happen and everyone's ready to change or wants to change at least. A phrase that we hear a lot these days is future ready. What does future ready mean to you?
I think I would continue building on what I was saying before. It's we are not going to a steady state. We are going into a scenario where change will be the norm. Mm-hmm. And therefore we future ready means choose a path and partners that are going to enable an open journey so that new innovation can be brought in. That's what I think is very important.
So agility is a key word, yeah?
Agility, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
What about keeping ownership of transformation? Why is that so important for you, utilities?
I think that the industry has suffered a heavy dependence on the vendor and the SI landscape. So customers have been dependent on a lot of external support to make even the most minimal change. Ownership means customers today have an expectation to be able to be in control of their business model and to evolve their offerings, their customer service models, without having to constantly rely on external expensive help. Mm-hmm. So that's what we resonate with. That's what we really want to bring to the market. It's empower customers to be in control of their own business.
So let's stick with that for a second. Let's talk about ChainTrack and yeah. how you actually empower those customers.
I think that our offering is thought to be modular, mm-hmm. and to be able to fit into the customer, what we called before the multi-dimensional transformation path. We want to make sure that the customer isn't forced to choose a path because we kind of hardwire a defined business model. We want to work with our customers to design a journey that brings them to be in full ownership of their strategy and be modular, being able to adjust to that journey and be open as well to external innovation that will come, because as we said, the industry is in a very dynamic in innovation journey. So that there will be change coming because customers will change. Mm-hmm. Their expectation, their demands, new technology options will come to play. So we believe that we need to offer our customers the possibility to constantly enrich mm-hmm. their ability to respond to the market.
Paolo, thank you so much for your insights.
It was my pleasure.
For more insights, join the Inlet community.